This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's tough being Christian in our daily walk. Left to ourselves, we can't make it. But enlightened by God's Word and enabled by His Spirit, we can be Christian in our daily walk. We've been doing a chapter study of James 4. Now let's put what we've found into an outline so we can better remember it and share it with others. I came up with 4 points. Being Christian when we don't get our desires met. Being Christian in the world when we feel like compromising. Being Christian in spiritual warfare when we feel either oppressed or indifferent. And being Christian in our work when we feel we've got life by the tail. Now let's amplify each of these points. In the first 3 verses, James is talking about prayer. The key in these verses is recognizing how strongly our desires influence our behavior. If we don't get our way, we often attack others we expected to meet our desires. Desires in themselves are not wrong necessarily. The psalmist says in 37:4, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." These desires are okay because they spring from a heart delighting in the Lord. But if they're self-centered and self-gratifying, they become wrong. Even if you ask for them to be met, your motive will be wrong and God will not answer you. In addition, we often don't go to God in prayer at all. We try getting what we want by demanding it from others and fighting for it. It'd be better to start the day delighting in the Lord and trusting Him to meet our needs and satisfy our desires. If you'd like to review these studies, you can do so by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.